Welcome back to that Lexi and Wendy show. I'm Lexi. Thank you for that encouragement.
And I'm Wendy.
And we're here with our special friend, Jenny. Say hi to the podcast, Jenny.
Hello.
We're here to talk today about music because we're all going to a concert tonight together.
Who's the artist? Someone want to introduce?
Hey, can you introduce me first?
Okay, so Jenny is a third year econ major and she's an aspiring, trying to go to the more formal one, music manager.
No, Jenny is
the music lover here.
She's a music lover. She's honestly
not to get cheesy, but Jenny does inspire me. She has all of these cool projects going on all the time. And where was it that you interned this summer?
Warner, it's right there.
Her pay stub is right there.
Where are you interning music right now?
Live Nation.
Yay.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And Jenny and I, we are co in the FIO.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We go way back.
What does it mean? We're service vice president for Alpha Phi Omega. If you ever want to know what it is, check out our Facebook page.
It's not a sorority.
It's a fraternity.
Girls can be in fraternities.
You can be in fraternities honestly too. It's a co-ed one. And it's a community service, but that's not the point of today.
So, what did you do at Warner and mm-hmm. what are you doing now at Live Nation?
Yeah, I was doing more the back end stuff, commercial sales and revenue, so playlisting and figuring out how much each artist is getting streamed and how they're doing. Basically very analytical.
Yeah, it sounds like the econ analytical
stuff.
Yeah, so handy for that. Yeah.
So that's why they needed me there.
Did you get to discover new artists while you at work? Through looking at their names and then listen to their songs?
Yeah, I definitely got very familiarized with their roster. You see that over there, it's the Black Keys. I used to only listen to very specific niche genres. Mm-hmm. So it kind of broadened my scope. I have a playlist fave WBR artists now. Aww. Because I wanted to understand what this company's all about.
And so, are you on Spotify or where if fans of the podcast want to listen to your playlists?
Apple Music.
Okay. Yeah, you never use Spotify.
I stopped using Spotify.
Why?
Personal reasons.
Okay, yeah, let's not get into it.
I just prefer Apple Music, really.
I also use Apple Music.
Yeah,
I like Apple. We were actually talking about earlier how they have you and I were talking about how they have the For You playlist, which are really fun.
Spotify has
that too.
Daily mixes too, but
is the quality worse?
I don't think it's about the type of music, because both have everything. It's more the company.
True.
I just don't I'm not going to talk about this on the podcast.
Personal reasons.
I just started using Spotify because some of my favorite yoga teachers, they have playlists, but it's on Spotify. That's why
are you talking about Yoga Girl?
Yes, and someone else. And some of my other yoga teachers.
We went to this yoga class and our instructor was I love EDM. And it was all EDM. And we were that's kind of weird because yoga is supposed to be peaceful, zen. I wanted to jump around when I was in that class.
Yoga class growing up that was called Yoga Rock, which was that and they played top 50 hits and you were Downward Dog,
yoga.
Uptown Funk You Up.
Match really well.
Yep. You're Uptown and Downward.
Downward.
Funny.
Yeah.
But
I feel if it's the really peaceful one, when you're trying to find your inner self, discover yourself, EDM doesn't really work. But if it's gymming, weightlifting stuff,
then
it works. Yeah.
But that's the mainstream EDM.
True.
So Deep House, what we're listening to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, time to roll out the plug. Nora Onpure. She's a Deep House DJ from Switzerland. But she was born in South Africa.
Africa,
which is why she's very nature inspired. Her songs are very calming.
Some of her songs' name are Polynesia, Lake Arrowhead.
So I really like her. Tropical.
I didn't know about this artist, and Jenny was like, "Oh, do you want to come to this concert?" And then she sent an artist's name, and I just went to listen to her songs, and it's okay, I'm in.
Yeah,
I really like the songs.
Convinced.
What about you?
I don't know.
Did you listen to her songs at all?
It will be a pleasant surprise. And she casually bought a VIP ticket, guys.
She doesn't even know who this artist is. And then she just, I'm going VIP because I don't care.
Wendy and I went to a concert together, like, how many weeks ago? Like, a month ago.
Oh, Simo?
Yeah, and like it was also a situation where Wendy was like, "Oh, do you want to go to this?" And I was like,
and I
"Sure."
Bought her the ticket.
And she bought me the ticket, which was so nice of her. And then
I could not afford a VIP though. But
I know there was no VIP. It was like 100 people. Everyone was a VIP. But
that's cute.
I rolled into that concert not having heard like a single song, and it was great. Like, and I actually did that earlier this year. I honestly think that's like a
I did that earlier too. No, she dragged me to Post Malone, and then I barely listened to any.
You
song.
Had never heard
I
of Post
to,
Malone.
Like, I know who he is, but I would never go to his concert if it's not.
I distinctly remember that like you were like, "Oh, I really like Stay because it's like straight." Down and like raw and whatever. Aww. Yeah.
During the concert?
No, it's like just like an acoustic song. I don't know. I like
during the concert he played that song with like the guitar and like singing.
It's the only way he plays it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
nice. But I'm like, I think I've talked about on the podcast before that I'm just like the biggest Post Malone fan.
No, like, I saw him at Chella.
You did. Oh, yeah. He's so good. Every time it's like there should be a drinking game that's like take a shot every time like Post Malone gets a new face tattoo. Because he just gets he changed his hair actually recently.
Mm-hmm.
Did
I like
either
his
of
older
you
hair.
See that video with Jimmy Fallon where he takes Jimmy to Olive Garden?
No, I didn't see that video.
Haven't.
It's really funny. He wears one of his suits and anyways,
he wears Jimmy's suit.
No. He Post like has these really weird like suits that he wears where like they're like pink or like printed.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like when he goes to award shows and stuff.
They should like have switched their suits. That would be funny.
Oh, that would have been to have. I think they might have done. Like, they had, like, it was so funny, not to, like, spoiler alert the video, but, like, he brings, like, Jimmy brings Post, like, a whole thing of croutons, like, a whole barrel, because he says he really likes croutons.
Really?
Yeah.
But sadly, some of our audio got cut off, so you won't get to hear our entire conversation with Jenny. But we had a great time at the Nora and Pure show. Here's some audio samples from the show. We're not claiming any copyright to these audios. Wouldn't want to take credit for the amazing work of Eric Sharp and Nora and Pure. So enjoy this audio, and maybe you'll feel like you were at the concert with us. That's all today from us, folks. See you next time on That Lexi and Wendy Show.